we can take it. Dear Lord, give us the strength to endure it. But it's another stinking, rotten, fetid, fecal Monday morning. Ah, another 5 days of hell. Please, Lord, please, deliver us from thy bohagadi. We can make it, I think. It won't be hard for me. At least this job's fun. Plus, I get to talk to you at 4321-101, so you shall, in essence, pat my torcas and give me the encouragement I need. But I've had worse job. Monday morning, when I was a teacher, oh, God, you want to know hell. I taught at a school for a while because it was big and bulky. I taught English at this one school for wayward children. Children that were kicked out of regular schools because of behavioral problems. And you talk about a living hell for a Monday morning. Working at that school was a living hell. I remember one day on a Monday morning, there was a new kid in the class. I said, "What's your name, son?" He looked up at me and said, "Pimples, Pimples." I looked at the boy and said, "Say, what?" He said, "My name is Pimples, Pimples." And everybody in the class started howling with laughter. I said, "Now, just a minute, everyone. Just a minute. Young man, I will have your real name, and I'll have it now." He said, "That is my real name. It's Pimples, Pimples." And everybody laughed again. I said, "Oh, yeah? Well, what's your phone number? I'm going to call home and tell your mother that you're saying your name is Pimple over here." He said, "Well, you just asked Mrs. Pimples, my mom." And I said, "All right, what's the number?" He said, "We just moved in. We ain't got a phone." I said, "All right, young man, march. March right out of this room right now. We're going to your house and find out if your name is indeed Pimples. Pimples." And everybody howled with laughter. I said, "Jeremy, you're in charge. Keep this nut house quiet there." And sure enough, I asked the boy his address and we went there. I mean, I left school with that boy in the car and I drove to the address just to find out if his name was Pimples Pimples. Well, it turned out it was a new development and the road was messed up. So I parked the car and we got out. We're walking through the mud. I said, "Where's the house?" He said, "That one all the way down there." And I looked and it was a dead end. The boy lived on a cul-de-sac and I could see walking through all the mud and the construction getting down to that side. Sure enough, there were people in the houses, and I thought, "Oh, God, I gotta walk all the way over there," when just then I saw the mailman going by. I figured if anybody should know the people that lived there, you know, the mailman would. So I said, "Excuse me, sir, excuse me, do you have any pimples at the end of your roots?" He said, "No, I just walk this way."
Ah! Can we talk here?
And working.